fighting for America.
The one, the only, John Rich.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're so fired up that you're coming to the Idaho Center.
It's been a while since we've been up in your neck of the woods, so we're rolling into town to come give you guys a big and rich time, man. It's been too long.
Fighting for Idaho.
We got this little thing called the American Dream. Everybody should go for the biggest and best thing that they want to go for. We live in a country that lets us go for it. Don't be lazy. If you're an American, don't be lazy. Go for it.
Fighting for you.
You were always kind to me and treated me with respect, so I'm glad to hear you're out there and doing well. The folks out there now get to listen to you, so good for y'all listening.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
You've got a real rock star on your hands.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, KMLE in the morning, 580 KIDO. Can you believe it? This Friday, Big and Rich in town. So we've been here for, what, 5 years with the same bumper music? Save a horse, ride a cowboy. It's going to be a great time. Make sure you get your tickets to the Idaho Center Amphitheater. We'd love to see you out there, and we'll be out there as well celebrating back to school. And we look forward to that. Of course, a lot of issues going on. We'll keep you covered here with latest news, weather, traffic, and opinions each and every morning at 580 KIDO. We're joined by our great friend, Nagmaid Abedini, who joins us now live. Nagmaid, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good to have you with us here at 580 KIDO. So, if you could, please give us an update on the latest with your husband, Pastor Saeed, ma'am.
Well, actually, today I should have more updates. His family gets to visit him. His mom gets to visit him every Wednesday. So, but last I heard, he was still struggling with internal bleeding and pain. And we're still trying to see if the Iranian government will treat him, and which they have not. So he's still serving an 8-year sentence. His second year anniversary is coming up end of September.
Well, I know you're planning something significant not only here in the Treasure Valley, but throughout not only the country, but throughout the world.
Yes. We're doing a prayer vigil for him on September 26th, and over 300 cities and over 20 countries have signed up so far to join me for the prayer vigil. We're doing one in Boise at the State Capitol building at 6 p.m. on September 26th.
And what will be going on there, and is the public invited?
Yes, it's everyone's invited. You can get updates at saeedvigil.com, and we're just going to have candles. We're going to have a time of remembering Saeed and those who are persecuted because they're Christians, because of their Christian faith. And we're going to pray and have a vigil. So it's a prayer vigil. So everyone's invited. We would love for everyone to come and show their support. Unfortunately, we're seeing so many things happening for, with Christian persecution, but now with this, the horrific things happening with not just Christians, but Americans. And so it's a great way to show support and also tell our government that this is something that matters to us and we want action to get Saeed home.
Because if they, it does correlate with the amount of people, it does correlate with the amount of attention that you get.
It does. Well, there's always, last year there's media and there's the government officials do take note, but really the point of it is prayer. But it does. I mean, it does make a difference that people say this matters, and I'm here to show my support, and this is an important issue. So,
in the world that we live in, Nagmaid, are you surprised that you've pretty much become the spokesperson, not only nationally but internationally, here at 580 KIDO and elsewhere, for Christians being persecuted throughout the world?
You know, I think it's getting close to home, and people are realizing it, especially here in the U.S., that it's just not something happening in a far-off place, that attacks on, Christians, and it's coming to our to the U.S., and I never expected it, but God has really used Saeed as the face of the persecuted church. But this is a reality that's happening a lot in the Middle East. But it's really it's something that's actually expanding, and it's affecting Europe and the U.S. now.
When we take a look at the world that we live in, and you see it through your eyes, that of a Christian, what are the challenges that we have when we see just the face of evil again and again with these horrible stories going on throughout the world of Christians being killed for their faith? What goes on in your mind?
You know, it's pure evil. I don't think many people, many countries have really been able to understand it, have ever seen anything like it. You know, we don't do things like that, and we treat humans with dignity and respect, and their value their opinions, and we don't, you know, cut off heads and do what we're seeing. You know, now with the social media, it's something we're able to see. It's happened for a long time. It's happened for over 1,000 years, but now we're seeing it on social media. What's happening? And I don't think we know what to do with it. I think it's just, U.S. and Europe are confused by it, and we're confused. I don't see anyone really understanding it and being able to address it. And I do think if it's not addressed, that it will expand. It will not just stay in those regions.
Let's go to the phones, and we go to Gene and Cuna for Nagmeh Abedini at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, my friend. Matt, my heart really goes out to you. It really does. My team and I, we liberated a lot of people from these little wooden boxes that the NVA had when I was in country. And I can't even imagine what you're going through. I just have a question, though. Kevin, maybe you can help me answer this one, because, you know, our government, they'll cut loose 5 high-ranking terrorists to liberate Bo Bergdahl. Now, this isn't taking anything away from Bo. Don't get me wrong here. But if they can do that for just one man, why on earth can't they do that for a pastor that loves God, he loves Jesus, and he has a wonderful family waiting for him at home? Not saying that Bo didn't, but here we have a man that may have walked away from his post, maybe not. But here we have a pastor that was trying to help people and do the right thing and just be a good, genuinely kind man and wanting to help people. And here we go. He gets thrown into prison because he happens to have a different belief system, even though he's still trying to help people in his homeland, so to speak. And I just, Kevin, don't get it. And, ma'am, I wish you all the best. I'll keep you in my prayers. And we've got a prayer chain going for you and Pastor Saeed. And I just really hope and pray that God Almighty brings him home to you soon, because you need a husband and your children need a father. And I get all choked up even thinking about it. But I really pray that you're in the Father's hands, and so is your husband. Mm. And Kevin, my brother, you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Gene. We appreciate that. Nagmeh, your thoughts?
Well, I appreciate Gene's heart, and I am confused as well. I don't know, but as he said, you know, he's praying. We trust God. I never thought when Saeed was taken it would take so long. First, I was shocked because he was there working with the government on an orphanage. And second, I thought, oh, he's going to come out soon. Never thought it would be 2 years, and never thought it would be so painful as the years passed. And I don't understand. I've asked the same questions of why is it so hard getting him home, especially now that we're, you know, discussing so many different issues with Iran. And so I don't understand, but I trust God, and I appreciate people like Gene who are praying for us. And, you know, everywhere I go in Boise, people stop me and say, we're praying for you, we're sorry. And so that really helps to know there's others who care and understand and are standing with us. So I appreciate that.
Speaking of which, Jim Risch had this to say. Senator Risch, let's take a listen.
Ms. Sherman, in the kindest and gentlest terms previously, I have urged that you do something about getting Pastor Abedini and the other two Americans released. I was incredibly critical of you guys because you cut billions loose without demanding this tiny, tiny little thing as far as Iran is concerned. I want to ratchet that up a little bit. You did it again. You've cut billions loose without getting those three guys released. Do me a favor. Do America a favor. Do the Abedini family a favor. Tell them next time you're not going to give them any more money unless they kept these three people loose. I can almost guarantee you they're going to do that. You're talking about billions of dollars, and you're talking about three people that we really, really need out of prisons in Iran. Try it. Just try it and see what happens. I'm willing to bet you they're going to cut those three loose in return for the money that you have available to give them.
Your thoughts?
Exactly. I think money talks, and I think if the Iranian government sees they're losing, there's some incentive, then they would be out, tomorrow. I think Senator Risch hit it right on target. But since his speech, now there's four Americans. So there was recently a journalist and his wife that were arrested, a Washington Post journalist. So the list is no longer three, but it's four, which shows an act of defiance on the hardliners' part, saying, well, we're not releasing the three. We're actually going to add to the list. So I think Senator Risch has just hit it right on, and I've really admired him for standing up and doing that. I would have said the same thing, and he's been really a great supporter and very vocal about this, and I appreciate that.
Anything you want to say to him specifically, since he'll be on later in the day?
He has been a great source of strength for me, seeing that he's sitting across the table from those who are negotiating with Iran and speaking what I would speak. And he's one of the people that I feel like he understands. He has a family. When the kids made the video to President Obama, I wanted him to reach his father's side. And there's two kids that are hurting, where my kids are crying and saying, we want daddy home. And I think Senator Risch has just such a wonderful, he's such a wonderful human and father and leader. And I just admire him for taking every opportunity to not only, fight and represent the whole state, but also care about the individuals and want each individual to come home to their families. And he has a very compassionate heart. And I have admired, I've watched his, videos, I've watched his Twitter account, and I admire what he's doing, and I appreciate what he's doing for our family and standing up for our family.
Nagmaid, please stand by. More coming up with Nagmaid Abedini. If you would like to speak with her, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
John Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller with you. Coming up, we'll take a look at education since everybody's back to school. With us once again, our friend Nagmaid Abedini, her husband, Pastor Saeed, being held by the Iranian government. Nagmaid, as we approach the two-year anniversary, what would you like to say to people right now just tuning in?
I appreciate your continued support, Kevin, and just being a friend and doing your part to get the story out. I would say, as I have had to struggle with, continuing, I think every voice counts to just not give up and not, it's been 2 years and he's still not out, but not to give up and just continue to call and contact your local government, our local government official, and they've been great. Our local government officials have been great, but to continue to tell them to continue to put pressure on the State Department to get Saeed home. And, every voice counts, and I would invite everyone to the prayer vigil in Boise on September 26th. I think prayer is powerful.
Nagmaid, what was it like for you to have your children release a YouTube video asking that their father be released?
You know, we've spoken a lot about, you've asked how are the kids doing, and I've spoken to, different media outlets, and I really wanted the people, everyone to see how the kids are doing. You know, I say, well, they're not doing that well, they're emotional, but I think it just, for 2 years, they weren't really at the front lines, but their life has become more emotional as, this is the third year. For example, yesterday was the third year that they started school and Saeed's not here. My daughter, her dad was not there for kindergarten, first grade, and now second grade. And she was so emotional, and they both were. And so people don't see the everyday emotions I deal with as a mom. And so I wanted the world to get a glimpse of how much they're missing their dad. And Jacob so eloquently describes, how his heart is crying. And of course, Rebecca's crying and saying, I pray, and daddy's still not home. So I hope to give it a more human side of this is what's happening in our house.
Nagmeet, we've talked about the electronic media. Fox News has covered your story. Sometimes CNN. What about the print media? Have you gotten any print coverage of this?
Fox has been the most, and somewhat CNN, but other outlets have not been as as vocal, I guess, about this Saeed imprisonment. I don't understand why, but they just have not.
No, I wondered because I we talk about the broadcast media. I'm just wondering if some longer form publication like the Atlantic or the New Yorker or someone like that or Time.
Oh yeah, we have there has been, but not as much. Fox, the print has the Huffington Post, the New York. Times and, just all the different major newspapers and, Wall Street Journal and so on. They've all at some point covered it or, at least given some kind of coverage or update every, once in a while, maybe once or twice a year. So there has been updates from most of the major media publications.
Nagmeet Abedini with us, Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO. Now, Nagmeet, I don't want to upset you, but the last time we had you on, you were very concerned about the growing presence of ISIS in the prison. Can you give us an update on that?
It's still there. It's making it difficult for Saeed to do as much. As we know, they don't like Saeed is the number one target because he's a convert. He converted from Islam to Christianity, and he's an American. And so it's just another twist that I never expected that Saeed would have to face in prison. He's already in Iranian prison in the hands of Iranian hardliners, and to know now in prison he's faced with another kind of hardliner that don't really care if they hurt him, and they don't really care what happens to them. So it's been hard since that has happened, since we've realized that that's what's happening in the last probably month. So that's been difficult and a new twist that I never expected.
Nagmeet, can we really understand the rationale of the mullahs, and is there a rational person there that we can reach out to or that our government can reach out to?
The rationale is that it's an Islamic government, and any ideology or religion outside of theirs is considered a threat, a national security threat. And there's a war, there's some kind of a struggle, internal struggle, where the hardliners, the mullahs, the religious leaders who are the more radical hardliners are really not allowing the new president, Rouhani anyways, to really even negotiate for Saeed. They want to show, use Saeed as an example that this is what happens when you convert. And I don't, it really ultimately really has to be a miracle for him to get out. He's in the hands of the hardliners who run the prison system, who run the justice system, and they don't want to let him out. They think, you know, that he hasn't converted back to Islam. They don't think he's learned his lesson, and they want to keep him there as a fear tactic to other Muslims, that this is what happens if you convert. You're going to get long-term imprisonment.
Let's talk about your faith in Christ, your family's faith. Obviously, it has to be the Lord getting you through this.
It is. I've had really strong points, but I have to admit the last month has been, there's been a lot of low points for me. It's been hard, but really ultimately every day that I can even get up, is a miracle. That there's days I struggle with what if and anxious thoughts and poor me, and I have to, you know, battle that and I get filled with such peace and even joy that I can be a single mom for the kids. And really my faith is so real to me. It's more real to me than any human being that could ever talk me into feeling better, or anyone close, my closest person. And God has become so real in my life that I know the fact that I can go through whatever, the loss of anyone and any disease and any loss, financial, human, and I will be okay, because there's a source that I can always go to, and that can just not make me more than okay, just give me a peace that no one can take away from me. And that's comforting to know I always have that. I always have Jesus to go to and my faith, no one can take away. And I know Saeed has that too. No matter the tortures and whatever he's going through, he can pray. He has a connection with God that none of those people can take away. No prison wall can take away from him. So that's comforting that you always have that, no matter what you're going through.
Nagmeet, finally, one more time for the vigil, and we'll get you on before the vigil as well. If people want to participate and pray to bring Saeed home, where can they go on the web?
They can go to saeedvigil.com. Boise, we're meeting at the State Capitol building at 6 p.m. on the 26th of September. But for updates, they can go to saeedvigil.com, and it lists all of the cities and locations for the prayer vigils across the U.S. and across the world.
Nagmeet, thank you, and God bless.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate all you're doing. God bless.
Bye-bye. 6:33, we do urge you to keep Nagmeet, her children, and, of course, Pastor Saeed in your prayers. We need to bring him home, folks. And it starts with your prayers right here with Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Go ahead and spend that money, or do they want it back?
Sometimes school board administrators, teachers, and so forth hide behind kids like the jihadists. The American people are taxed enough.
What's so patriotic about taxing corporations to the point to where they want to leave?
Let's get it started.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436, kevin@kidoam.com. Thank you all for joining us. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about education and certainly the latest victim, Stephen Sotloff. Sotloff, who was killed by the ISIS folks, and we will get your thoughts on that. Let's go to Liberty Linda with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Liberty Linda.
Yes, good morning, Kevin. Since you were talking about Mitt Romney this morning, I thought I would call in and share with you an inspiration I had about him one afternoon when he stopped by to see my late husband and myself. He stopped by and said that he'd heard that his cousin, my late husband, was dying of cancer, and he just wanted to stop by and say hello. But about 3 hours later, he stood up to leave, and I stood up at the same time and to help my husband out of his chair, and Mitt Romney and my shoulders just brushed slightly. And as that happened, I had an inspiration about him. I saw the word government in very large letters, and I was inspired that he was to do something in the future very significant for our country. Now, this was in 2004, and he was governor of Massachusetts at that time. I know he's ran for president twice, and but I don't believe that the inspiration has happened yet. I believe that he will do something in government for our country, and I believe it's his destiny to do it.
So do you believe he'll run again?
I have a feeling he will. I don't know what it is he's to do, but it is something very significant that will help our country.
What were your impressions of Mitt Romney?
Well, we were just three people sitting together talking as a family, and it was a very heartwarming conversation. He was very real. He was very nice. We were very flattered that he stopped by to see us, and I did see him one other time after my husband passed away also. But I do feel that he has is his destiny to do something very significant for our country.
Well, Liberty Linda, thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. There we have it, our friend Liberty Linda. Kevin Miller here. And Liberty Linda up with us very early. I was talking about the idea that Mitt Romney could be running again for the presidency. Now, you recall I said this the last time, that Romney wasn't done, but he's denied it like 27 times. 27 times it seems that he's not running. Now we hear that conditions could change because he's killing everybody in Iowa. Perhaps he's going to do weller. He's going to do better in New Hampshire. But are you ready for Mitt Romney one more time? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. That is one topic. Another topic has to be as we get ready for the big Bronco game. I don't know if you've heard about this, but tickets are not going well for the Boise State Broncos. Let's take a listen from our friends from Channel 7.
Yourself and your live chat from Atlanta that there were a lot of Boise State fans down there and that they were very loud. Well, Boise State's going to bring it on the blue this Saturday versus Colorado State, but they're hoping some of those fans will show up. However, ticket sales for single game and season tickets are behind what they were at this point last year. Last year's home opener against UT Martin sold more than 33,000 tickets. So far, they've only sold 29,000 for the game this Saturday. But Associate Athletic Director Max Corbett says they expect to sell more tickets throughout the week. In fact, they sold more than 1,000 single game tickets to the CSU game just today. Last year, they sold more than 22,000 season tickets. They're about 1,000 season tickets shy from that. Some players think that if they buy into the new coaching strategies, more fans will buy the tickets.
A successful team is going to have a better turnout than a team that goes, you know, whatever, 5-something. And so I think it's important to make sure that, you know, it really starts with us having a successful team, buying into what our coaches are teaching us, and that kind of trickles down all the way down to our fans. You know, once we're playing successful, they're going to show up.
Well, there you have it. And look, props to the young men that are the Broncos. Certainly, they represent us. And even if you didn't go to school at Boise State, it's a feeling of pride. I always love it when we're traveling and we see people wearing their Bronco gear. And it has really become a national program. However, timing is everything. And you've got, again, the rules now fixed for the Big Money Five. You've got people that, you know, quite frankly, the Broncos, when they were successful, what did they do? Every year they raised their season tickets. They raised prices. So now we have a competitive marketplace. We have a loss to Ole Miss. We have Chris Peterson gone. We have a great young head coach who's certainly charismatic, who's certainly doing all the right things, outreaching and everything else. But sometimes that isn't enough. So, again, we wish them well. Unfortunately, look, I hate to say this, at 580KIDO, we all love college athletics. But college athletics really is a pool of hypocrisy. You know, the athletes don't get paid. They work extremely hard. They take an incredible amount of beatings physically. And, yes, they sign up for it, but who gets the money? Well, it's the conferences, it's the schools, and it's the coaches, right? You know, some people, and this is where I differ. And, you know, my background, look, I love politics. I love being with you. more than I love life itself, it seems. And, you know, our friend Paul Feinbaum, we had him on, and we've covered all this stuff. But please don't blame the fans. And you're going to have people, whether it's at BSU or at other places, start blaming the fans and saying it's fair weather fans and that and the other. No, you've got to earn that ticket price. You've got to earn that sellout. You know, my favorite thing when we had the Broncos, and look, as you know, I was not happy when they left us, but business is business. That means we're free to actually speak openly about how we view things at Boise State. I take a look at the crew there and how they control everything. Gene Blamire leaving, Chris Peterson leaving. And, yeah, I think a lot of people have a lot of concerns, and they should. And the idea the ticket prices went up and up, and you know me, I'm not an apologist. You know, things are tough these days. And the idea that people are going to start picking on the people of this area because they don't want to support the product, well, the product has to win. You have to want to go there. And I think Brian Harsin's in a tough situation. The guy's, he's rock hard. He's been to Texas. He's been to Arkansas State. He replaced Jake Plummer. He's a tough guy. He can handle it. But timing is everything. These aren't the good old days of the WAC. Things are a little different. Colorado State, you can tell your friends at work, they're tough. You got the old offensive coordinator from Alabama, not the bad one that went to Michigan, the good one. And they beat Buffalo, or they beat Colorado, the Buffaloes. So it's going to be a tough game. And maybe people, you know, it's hard to believe at this point right now. It's hard to believe, and shockingly true, that UT Martin, which was a cream puff, more tickets were sold to that game than this game. And it may go to show you that as much as the major media propagates sports, we're really not a sports market. Something to think about. We like sports, but, you know, do you have that diehard Kool-Aid drinking enthusiasm? What I'm trying to say here at 580KIDO is don't blame the fans for lack of ticket sales. And if you can't fill up the stadium, there's no need to spend taxpayer dollars to expand the stadium, right? Fill it up what you have, and then we'll talk. And remember, even though they make a lot of money, that's still a public institution, a public university. Now, no one else will say that, but that's just the plain facts. And they are accountable to us, the people. And we need to be stewards of them, just as we need to increase being stewards of our government. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
.655, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580KIDO. I do want to thank Nagme Dabadini for joining us. Coming up next hour, we will speak with John Rich. That's right, John Rich of Big and Rich. He'll be here coming up on Friday, and we're very proud to be a part of it. And there's a little secret there that you'll find out between myself and John Rich coming up. But before that, you know, what is the essence of evil, and what are we going to do about ISIS? Now, we'll talk to Senator Risch coming up as well here at 580KIDO, but another journalist was killed, allegedly beheaded. Let's find out the details here at 580KIDO.
In the video, Stephen Sotloff is in an orange jumpsuit next to a man with a British accent who's holding a knife. While waiting to find out if the video was authentic, a family spokesman said they were aware of the video and were grieving privately. A White House spokesman said their hearts and prayers were with the Sotloff family, that they'd been trying to rescue him. He was captured in Syria about a year ago. Sotloff had been writing for different publications, including Time magazine, the editor of which said he gave his life so readers would have access to information from some of the most dangerous places. The governor of his home state of Florida, Rick Scott, said a strategy is needed now to deal with ISIS, and that must include destroying them. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
Thank you, Jessica. 580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. So how dangerous is ISIS from the video? We have, Baghdad Billy once again. Jihadi John. Now, these folks have no fear of us. They have no fear. Let's take a listen.
I'm back, Obama, and I'm back because of your arrogant foreign policy towards the Islamic State, because of your insistence in continuing your bombings in Al-Mal, Zammar, and the Mosul Dam, despite our serious warnings. You, Obama, have yet again, through your actions, killed yet another American citizen. So just as your missiles continue to strike our people, our knife will continue to strike the necks of your people.
There we have it. Jihadi John, not playing around. Is this enough to convince you that it's time to make them feel the pain. One could argue, and I would agree with this assessment, that this is what happens when you appear weak. Of course, it's very easy for the man with the physique of a bell pepper, the muscle tone of a jellyfish, to talk about being tough on a radio station here in Idaho. On the other hand, are we finally confronted with evil incarnate itself? And what to do about it? The president talks about rebuilding or building an international coalition. Is that possible? What the one that we saw from the first Gulf War? These people are certainly not going to stop. A man gave his life to tell his story. Now, I was listening to some nitwit the other day saying, well, that's what happens. Don't go to those countries. Faulting the victims. Folks, pretty soon it will be us and not them. Are we willing, should we, step up? Those thoughts and more is coming up. Those thoughts and more coming up next with Kevin Miller here. It is 6:58, currently 56 in Caldwell at 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work. 6:59, he's coming to your city. He's coming to our city. John Rich of Big and Rich. We will talk to him next. And I think you'll like what he has to say about life, liberty, the American dream, and his humble beginnings will surely inspire you. Don't take my word for it. John Rich, Kevin Miller, Big and Rich, next. If they're big and rich, what would that... No. What would that make me? Oh, my goodness. Good morning. Serving Meridian.